Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Thank you for checking out the podcast this week, and it's going to be fantastic. It's always great to catch up with Dean Brody. Dean, how's your quarantine hair?
Oh man, my quarantine hair is good. I get it cut now. It was bad. My first haircut, I think I showed you guys, it was really terrible. But no, I get it cut like every 4 weeks now, so it's good.
It's
I'm hanging in there.
You almost have to get it cut before, you know, as a little bit more often, just in case it shuts down again, right? Like you don't want to be caught.
That's true. Actually, yeah, Ontario's moved to almost 1,000-day average of new COVID cases, so. Yeah, I better go get myself a really short cut soon.
Are you missing travel? I'm missing travel now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, especially getting out east has gotten really difficult with the bubble and everything. So I've been out there for a while. Yeah. I was hoping by now it would open up, but it's if anything, I think it might just keep on going like this for a little bit, especially through winter.
Yeah, we're trying to keep you guys out. You know,
I know. Don't you want my COVID?
No, man, we're good. It's tough though. You know, your kids are still in the East Coast and stuff. I mean, they obviously are older, so they understand, but it doesn't make it any easier.
No, it was interesting. Yesterday I was doing a presentation for this will be interesting for you, but we were doing our pitch to the New Brunswick Liquor Board for Hucklejack to come into the province. And I was just speaking about the, you know, the recipe for the beer and everything. I was just talking about different places I've lived in Canada and where the beer, you know, is coming from as far as the recipe goes. And started talking about the East Coast and what it means to me and how it's still home. And all of a sudden I started getting choked up. I had to take a break. I was like crying. I'm like, oh, dang, I miss my kids and miss it out there. And so, yeah, it's definitely, that's the hardest part about all this. I can do without a lot of things, but. That travel into Atlantic Canada is tough for sure.
Do you need any help getting your beer in New Brunswick? Because I was lucky enough to get some when it first launched and it's fantastic and mine's gone now. So if you need any help, let me know.
Man, I think it went well. We'll see, but fingers crossed that you guys will have it at some point.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It might be bad for me, but it'll be good for me at the same time. So, all right. So tell me a little bit about the beer thing. You decided before COVID, obviously, you were going to get into this. Was it just something you've always wanted to do? Or was it like you were drinking beer one night and you were like, hey, I think I could do better?
Actually, my band are super beer snobs. And so when we would travel like on tour, they always wanted to have like not just the, you know, typical Budweiser or Molson. They're like, let's get some craft beers from every town that we go to. And so we were able to really start this appreciation for craft brews across Canada. I wanted to make one like a craft brew that was accessible more like financially, because some of them are like, they're over like $4, you know, for a can of beer. And so I thought, because we have the unique perspective of tasting all these tastes across Canada, let's try to make one with a Canadian recipe. You know, Maritime, I really wanted because of the tradition. And then the grains from the prairies, the huckleberry from out west, the grizzly bear lives on that thing for hibernation. And then brewing in Ontario. And so brought it all together, and I'm super passionate about it. And it's in Newfoundland, actually, as of yesterday. So pretty excited.
Not that we should keep talking about liquor, but why not? You're doing a thing with Jim Beam Bourbon. With this big show coming up, are you hoping for a gift basket? Have you gotten a gift basket? What's going on?
My own gift baskets. Yeah, I'll get my own Jim Beam.
Yeah, buddy.
Basket. I'll go in the LCBO and get it.
Probably just easy to tell people to hit up your website for all the ticket details. And I know you'll have a chance to win them with us as well. So that's really exciting. Just got to ask you the whole Brodeo. Are they all coming back?
They're all coming back, man, for one night only, and we're going to rock it. We're going to do all the music from the new album, and then maybe a couple from before.
Okay.
But yeah, for sure. You can go to, I think where you can get tickets too is livefrominside.ca. livefrominside.ca.
That's cool. And it is the Live From Inside concert series, right? Brought to you by Jim Beam. So,
yeah.
So the new album called Boys, obviously that must mean something. Like that's a cool name for an album, but what's the meaning behind that?
Yeah. There's a song that I do on the album called Boys, and which is kind of cool as for a title, but also just, we were looking at the songs as a whole, like in the whole album, and each song is like how I've approached life as a boy, you know, hopefully grown into a man. I don't know. Sometimes I feel more immature than I ever was, but yeah, the whole thing is just like my perspective of growing up in a world. And there's a song about partying, you know, when, you know, you're younger, you have your party years. And then I've got a song in there called I'd Go to Jail, which is about, you know, a dad loving his daughter. And, you know, it's one of the lyrics says, I'm a peaceful man, but don't get me wrong. I'd go to jail over her kind of thing. So that's cool. A really fun one. I can't wait for you guys to hear that and a bunch of other ones.
And of course, your collaboration with the Reklaws, which I did not know this. I found out when we were getting ready for this chat that you recorded a lot of the album at their home studio. So that's kind of cool to be able to do that.
It was super cool, man. I actually recorded it at Stu's house. Him and I think four or five other guys, five guys live in they rent a house downtown Toronto. And so it's like a little frat house, man. It's like a college dorm. You walk in, it's like dinner. Yeah. And they've got beers ready to go. And you walk upstairs and there's this little tiny room. It's like a 5x8 room with some lights, you know, draped up, and this microphone in the corner against a couple styrofoam sheets on the wall. And that's where we recorded like half this record. So,
wow.
And the same with Stu and Jenna. I think they recorded a lot of their new album in that same room, in that same house. So pretty cool vibe. And definitely, I think it sounds different than anything I've ever done before because of that. I've never really heard my voice like in this context before. So
that's exciting.
It's been fun.
Now, and how did you choose the Reklaws for Can't Help Myself?
We just finished that tour with Dallas and became friends through that. And yeah, the song came across my desk, I guess, so to speak. And we share the same manager, Shannon and Don. And he said, what do you think about this song? And I was like, I love it. And he's like, we can get this. And you want to do it with Jenna and Stu? And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, this would be amazing. And I think it was like within a week or two, we'd recorded it. And then within another week or two of that, we did the video, which we're in the bar. The bar is like, there's like beer dripping from the ceiling in those scenes where the beer is flying everywhere. It actually was like compressed beer. It was just all over this poor bar. But yeah, it was all just a good time. And then they shut it all. Everything shut down like a week later from COVID. So we were lucky to get that little moment and sure loved it. Loved those guys too.
Are they, spoiler alert, I guess, but is there a possibility they're performing with you on your virtual show, or is that you have to buy a ticket to find out?
You know, I don't know this myself, but I think if they're available, they'll definitely be there.
They've got nothing in their calendar. Come on.
They do things, Shiloh, sometimes.
I don't.
They do.
Like,
things.
If I tell you, literally, if you said, hey, Shiloh, you want to do this? And I'm like, no, I'm busy. I'm lying to you. I just want you to know. It's funny.
You're telling me they don't want to be my friend anymore.
We can't. Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun to find out. It's funny. I was telling someone we were going to chat today, and they said, well, do you know him well? And I said, yeah, actually, we got lost together, driving around. Remember? And you thought I knew my directions, and that's still one of the coolest things. And I'm like, yeah, we just literally had to just keep driving around, you know, but I would take that now that we can't travel at all. I would take getting lost again. You know,
I'd get lost with you anywhere, man. You're good. You kept your I almost swore. You kept your cool.
It was pretty cool. So then now what's going on? You got the new album coming out, which is going to be so weird because I know you're always doing press and you're always, you know, crossing the country on a tour. How are you doing the new album stuff?
That's a good question, Shiloh. I don't know. Like, I think really the only way to see us is through this virtual show, as far as I know, until the end of the year. And we're obviously hoping for all the summer festivals to open up and to keep on track. We have something planned for later next year too that could be really awesome. But yeah, I think next fall is going to be the big drop, and where we get to actually play everything, do a full-on, multi-month, I think, cross Canada tour. So
That'd be crazy.
I mean, it's sparse, right? Like, it's really hard to find ways to play music these days.
And before I let you go, we got to check in. You've done the virtual thing before from a barn with a donkey. How are the donkeys?
Or is They're the great. Donkey?
Yeah.
One of those donkeys bit my butt like so hard when we were doing the ET Canada shoot, like just doing the whatever the throws to ET Canada. One of them, because I had treats in my back pocket, he bit my butt like hard and gave me a welt. But they're good. Yeah, they're fat and healthy and warm and cozy.
That's awesome. That's
wonderful.
Don't bring them to the music hall in Toronto though. I don't know if that mixes. Like I think a little advice.
Don't think they'll let that happen. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, have fun with the Brodeo. We're really excited again. Check out Dean's website or liveinside.ca. Dean, thank you very much.
Man, it's good talking to you, Shiloh. Can't wait to get out there.
Of course, the Dean Brody virtual concert is happening at some point. Had to get canceled because of COVID. And again, you can check out his website or the concert's website for all the details. Looking forward to finding out when that gets rescheduled. If you have a chance to pick up Dean's new album, you should. It's called Boys, and it's available wherever you grab your music. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Next week on the podcast, The Reclaws, who we chatted about with Dean a little bit ago. The Reclaws, my guests next time on the Country Confidential podcast.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.